Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Annual Kiwanis Hunters Party this weekend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Each year, the Kiwanis Club of Gillette holds its primary fundraiser in September. This year's event is Saturday, September 23rd at Camplex Wyoming Center. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. with dinner at 6 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. The Gillette Kiwanis Club is a local chapter of the National Kiwanis Organization who focuses on providing help to children in the community. Some of the children's projects Kiwanis raises money for include Coats for Kids, Blessings in a Backpack, Eat, Read, Grow, Stars of Tomorrow, Shop with a Cop, and more. They have also expanded their reach to help local veterans in the community. Kiwanians have been selling raffle tickets for a wide range of prizes, including electric bikes, a gun board, a shotgun set, and more. All raffles will be drawn at the event on Saturday, as well as silent auction items and additional raffles. During the event, Kiwanis will do a veterans raffle as well. The raffle is free for any current service member or veteran. The free family event includes bouncy houses and raffles for the kids, and Pokies will be providing a free dinner as well as a cash bar. For more information on the event, as well as the items being raffled off, you can visit the Kiwanis Club of Gillette Facebook page. Wyoming unemployment falls to 2.9% in August 2023. The Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services released their report yesterday that the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell from 3% in July to 2.9% in August. Wyoming's unemployment rate was much lower than its August 2022 level of 3.7% and lower than the current U.S. unemployment rate of 3.8%. From July to August, most county unemployment rates remain fairly stable. The largest decreases were seen in Washakie, Sweetwater, Goshen, and Albany counties. Niobrara County's unemployment rate rose from 1.8% in July to 2.2% in August. From August 2022 to August 2023, unemployment rates fell in every county, suggesting a continuing tightening in the state's labor market. The largest decreases occurred in Crook, Washakie, Niobrara, and Carbon counties. Teton County at 1.5% had the lowest unemployment rate in August. It was followed by Converse, Niobrara, and Weston counties, each at 2.2%. The highest unemployment rates were found in Fremont County at 3.3% and Bighorn and Sweetwater counties, each at 3.2%. Total non-farm unemployment in Wyoming, not seasonally adjusted and measured by place of work, rose from 290,200 in August 2022 to 298,500 in August 2023, an increase of 8,300 jobs, which is 2.9% of the workforce. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.